Hi, I'm Crystal Kawula, lead coordinator for MVP Days, and I'm here today with Dave Kawula, Microsoft MVP, technical evangelist, and accomplished author.
And up-and-coming hand model.
Today we're going to bring you a session from MVP Days 2014 by two guys that I'm not sure how entertaining they come across in their session, but if you ever actually get a chance to sit down with these guys and just visit, actually, which you will probably this year at MVP Days 2015 during the cocktail and questions hour.
Mike Stafford,
hang on,
you're coming back.
You're coming back, yes. Have a chat with these guys, because if nothing else, just listening to the two of them banter back and forth is crazy entertaining. But they also have a lot of knowledge. They can actually teach you something.
Who are these individuals that we're speaking about that we haven't talked about
and
yet?
And Mike Stafford.
Yes.
So, Rick, you can get him on Twitter if you'd like to, at Rick Byrne. Rick R. Byrne.
Rick R. Byrne. I always
And
screw
it
that
will
up.
Be on here somewhere as well after.
Here.
Right here.
Here. I'll pick a spot. It'll be there.
He will put it there. And you can hit Michael Stafford up at VM Gonzo.
So these guys, those two guys have an amazing amount of experience with both Microsoft System Center and virtualization in general. So our good friend at Veeam Software, Rick Byrne, he's actually a vExpert for VMware. So his natural specialty came from managing a VMware environment. And he's since worked for some storage vendors. I know that he moved over to Nimble Software for a while after Veeam. And now he's come back into the fold as a Veeam, I think he's a senior sales engineer.
He's a senior Veeam guy.
He's the guy that gets in front of customers.
He's a senior Veeam guy.
And Mike Stafford works on a team inside of Veeam that helps out with the pre-sales for their product, their management pack. So they sell a management pack, which is a bolt-on for System Center Operations Manager. And it's great because if any of you have tried to deploy System Center Operation Manager on your own before, it's a pretty big project. It's a pretty big product from Microsoft. And it can be a little daunting to go through all the configurations necessary to manage your virtual infrastructure. So what the guys from Veeam Software did was they came up with this management pack initially for VMware so that you could manage and monitor VMware environments from Microsoft System Center Operations Manager, which was great because now I could get a single pane of glass view for kind of everything that we were looking at. And then within the last couple of years, they've released a product specific for Hyper-V. And what they've been doing is backporting a lot of the reports that were available in VMware are now pretty much 100% on feature parity in the Hyper-V side of things. So that's really good. So
what are some of those features that you get with that management pack? So, I know the one I can always remember is Zombie VM Finder.
Yes.
Finding.
So the finder.
The finder. The finder. That's the technical term for it.
Hey, Mike, can you add the finder into the product, please? That would be great. A button. We're going to call it the finder. But no, really good point, Crystal. So I guess that leads into a point is that what is a zombie VM? So a zombie VM is not something that you kill and gets resurrected and never dies and
no,
have to cut their head
off. That's the problem.
I know. So what the zombie VM is one a piece of infrastructure, virtual infrastructure that you spin up, virtual machine, either in VMware or Hyper-V, and somebody forgets about it. Let me walk you through the scenario. You're at a customer site, and you're working on a project, and they require 10 VMs as part of that project. Well, a year goes by, they've really used that infrastructure. They've done a great job designing their infrastructure because they're on Microsoft Hyper-V, the best virtualization platform in the world. And what ends up happening is the project is done. And now the people leave or they get distributed out to other parts of the organization and those VMs stay running. People forget about them. They don't even know what they're for. They're not classified, categorized, nothing's done with them. They just stay running. So this poses a big problem. Number one, it wastes valuable resources in your virtual infrastructure. Okay, so that's a big problem.
You're still running those VMs. They're still chewing up
Number
part of your environment.
Absolutely. Number two, is they're probably still in some type of a backup plan. So if those are critical pieces of infrastructure for that project, that project could have been, you know, making that organization millions of dollars a month or more. They're probably backing it up, you know, as frequently as hourly. Those backup jobs are still running. Disk space is still getting consumed. And it's just a horrific waste on the infrastructure. So what Veeam can do is Veeam can help detect, their management pack can help detect those pieces. The other thing that I find very, very handy with their management pack is the ability to quickly go into an unknown environment. So I've got an environment that I don't know a lot about. Maybe they're already running System Center Operations Manager, and they really haven't tweaked or tuned their virtualization management packs well. What you can do is slide in a trial version of this management pack from Veeam, and it'll quickly give you health reporting. So it has so many checks inside of there that it goes through. And it kind of knows, the guys there know about all the best practices that Microsoft recommends for the configuration, design, and kind of deployment of this virtual infrastructure. And it just gives you that really quick snapshot. It also takes and goes through and builds heat maps, really cool diagram views. And it's the glue, I guess, to that virtual infrastructure, so to speak. Now, Mike and Rick do a much better job.
I was just going to say, they don't need to watch the whole session now. You just gave away everything that's in it.
Those guys are the experts, all right? You want to listen to them because they're pretty smart. And what I'm going to leave you with is that after you watch this session, you're going to learn what System Center Operations Manager can really do for you. You're going to see a glimpse into the future to see what the finished product will look like.
All right. Well, with that, I think we should go into the session and leave it up to Rick and Mike to inform you.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be back after this short break.
All right. Let me go ahead and preface this by saying, first off, my name is Mike Stafford. I am from the southern United States, southeast. So you may have a problem understanding me. So for that, I've actually brought an interpreter along with me.
And I'm a Newfoundlander.
So
I mean, translation is going to go really well here.
Yeah, it ought to be interesting. So anyway, are we starting? We good?
Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. Let's go ahead and start. Thank you for coming. Again, my name is Mike Stafford. I'm a solutions architect for Veeam Software. So quick show of hands, who's heard of Veeam Software? All right, what do you know us for? Backup and replication. Okay. All right. So a couple other quick questions here. We were talking about the title of this session is, I believe it was Winning at Virtualization Management with System Center. How many folks in here are using any component of System Center right now? How many folks know what System Center is? Everybody? Okay. So what I'm going to be talking about today is Operations Manager specifically. One thing to keep in mind with your Microsoft licensing, if you've got a data center license in your organization, you probably already own all of the components. Well, in fact, you do. You already own all the components of System Center. You just haven't deployed them. So it's a matter of you already own it, but you're not using it. And what I'm going to be, and I'll also go ahead and introduce Rick Byrne. Rick Byrne is my systems engineer for Western Canada. So any Veeam business that you have, he will be the technical person that you deal with.
I'm really Vanna White here today.
Yeah, he is my Vanna White. He'll be driving the mouse for me.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. So virtualization management. Let me start off by saying most people are under the assumption that a virtual environment, all those VMs are free, right? I am under the assumption that they are free just like a puppy. Free puppy, right? Yeah, it's free, isn't it? So same kind of thing. These things require care and feeding. And what we can do with System Center is help you with that care and feeding. We address some very specific challenges. So a couple of different groups. The operations team, they want to make sure that everything's up and running. They want to make sure that if something breaks, that they know what's going on in a timely fashion. They want to know how to fix it. The virtualization professionals, they're caring about how's their capacity, how's performance. Not so much break fix, but overall health of the environment. And the IT management wants to make sure that they're getting a good return on their investment, right? If you go into virtualization, there's a lot of key things that you can take advantage of to include, increased uptime and all all of the benefits that you get out of a virtual environment. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you realize those specific goals for each of those individual departments. And I'll talk about how we do that as part of this. We're also going to have a demo, a live demo of my lab environment to show these things off as part of this. So not just slides. We're going to get through that as quickly as we can, and then we're going to jump straight into the demo. One other thing to mention, I like to kind of keep this as a choose-your-own-adventure kind of a format. So if there are any questions or if you would like to see anything as we go on that I don't address, do not wait till the end of the presentation. Ask your questions as they come up. Just raise your hand, I'll grab you, and we'll go from there.
And we might have something really good for a good question. Maybe a nice Veeam Polo, but you have to be at least medium.
Yeah, you have to be a medium, and we do have, or have a friend who's a medium. There's that. And we are giving away, for the best question of the session, you will get which is going to be entirely subjective judging by Rick. We are giving away a Polo. Okay. So, as IT environments get more and more mature, it's changed quite a bit. I don't know if, I've been in the industry for about 22 years now, and I remember back in the day, everything was siloed off, right? The network team took care of the network, and the application team took care of the application. The programmers dealt with their thing. Storage was not even a consideration when I came in. There were no SANs. They didn't exist. But now they came in, and everything is siloed. Now, what's the problem with a siloed environment? An application is not a single piece of technology. For instance, if I've got business objects, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Business objects used to be called Crystal Reports. SAP bought them, and we had to recently build a distributed application. We'll talk about that in a few minutes as well. But these days, an application is not a single component, especially when you're talking about from the management side of things. So business objects, as an example, is the network that it's running on. It's the load balancer out in front. It's the hypervisor that it's running on, be it VMware or Hyper-V. Obviously, in this show, we're pushing Hyper-V. It's the guest OS that you're running on, the Windows OS. It's the web server. In this case, it's running on Tomcat. And then it's the actual application bits themselves, which are Java. So when we're talking about the health of your virtual environment, we're not just talking about, is my hypervisor server up and running? Is Hyper-V safe? Is Hyper-V performing well? It's everything. So with regard to that, with System Center, I can manage the application. I can manage the OS. I can, with what used to be called AviCode, I think it's called Application Performance Manager, I can monitor the code on an execution level to tell you if it's not efficient. I can monitor, with our management packs, you can monitor the hypervisor to such a degree that it is, I mean, I can do capacity planning 10 years out, and we'll talk about that as well. And we're going to manage the metal as well. So we actually do, you know, calls into the hardware itself to determine whether or not the hardware is good. Is the fan up and running? You know, is there a fan out? Do you have a power supply issue? All of these things taken together are what makes up the health of my virtualization environment. So again, it's the whole picture is what we're going to get here. Now, with System Center and Operations Manager specifically, I'm able to put all those pieces together. And as you can see, again, System Center on its own manages the application quite well. It manages the OS quite well. What we bring in is the hypervisor. And we also, you guys, some of you know us for our backup and replication software. Part of the management pack as well is the backup and replication management pack. So we do monitor our own software with the management pack as well. All right. So a couple of the benefits, as you can see here, discover and solve problems faster with proactive monitoring. I'm going to ask a couple of questions to the audience here. If something breaks in your environment, how does troubleshooting start today?
Prayers first? No.
Right. So if something breaks, say for instance you've got, who here deals with storage?
Is everybody awake? I know everybody plays with storage.
Okay, so if you've got latency in a data store, how do you troubleshoot that? Anybody?
Well, Mike, what I do...
Go ahead.
I go ahead and I go into the console of the storage, and hopefully I can figure that out. I mean, that's my first point, is the vendor side of it, to say, hey, what latency am I getting? But what I find I'm missing a lot with that is, what are my HBAs doing? I don't know. On the hypervisor side, is there any way you can help me with that?
Right.
Because, I mean, that's what I find is a missing piece. Is
sure.
I know
sure.
what the storage is doing, but what are the host and compute and the memory and all the network interfaces down to that doing for me?
Exactly, right? So in any kind of siloed environment, which I'm sure that you guys probably deal with, at least one of you in here has an environment where you've got the storage team deals with the storage team and the network team deals with the network and all that. Troubleshooting takes a long time, especially if you have to get different teams involved. There's meetings,
finger pointing,
all of that. One of the keys is to be able to discover problems quickly, to be able to jump through the different layers of technology and find root cause. Availability, right? If something's starting to degrade in performance, you're going to have an availability problem. The key is to be able to find that. Is the business ready? Is the application up? Do I have blind spots, right? If you have a virtualization team, it is not unusual for the VMware team or the Hyper-V team or whoever is actually monitoring and running that hypervisor. It's not unusual at all for them to hold that data close to the vest. So people say, well, my application's not working. Well, the virtualization environment's fine. And you really don't know. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually expose that and bring that data in so you don't have that blind spot. And again, find and fix problems before they have an impact on business. About 4 years ago, there was a major bank in New York. I won't say any names. But you may remember this. They actually had an outage on their web page. Anybody remember this at all? About 4 years ago, one of the banks in New York, their web portal went down for the world. As a result of this, they had, again, it was a two-day outage. The stock took a hit. People got fired. Millions of dollars were lost. Anybody you nod in your head. You probably remember when this happened. I found out what root cause was. I was at lunch with one of these guys in New York about 2 years ago. And I found out what root cause was. Root cause was one of the database servers that they were using, the transaction log filled up. When the transaction log fills up, the database goes offline. The database goes online, it drags the entire web service down. Had they been monitoring it proactively, when they got to about 90% free, 90% use space on that drive, they would have gotten an alert, and the backup team in this case could have run a full backup of those databases and it would have cleared out the transaction logs. And guess what? They never would have had an outage. Our job as IT people is to be invisible. All right? The only time anybody knows we exist is when something's on fire. So the one of the key goals in operations manager specifically is to find those problems before they happen. Fix them before they have an impact to business. So version 7 of our management pack just released. Couple things to talk about. We now support Hyper-V as well as VMware. When we do the live demo, we're going to be doing the VMware data just because I've got a lot of historical data for that, and I'll be able to show off some really cool stuff. What we have for Hyper-V is parity feature to feature is what we're going to be dealing with here. Unique dashboards. Does anybody actually work in the management or in the decision-making part of your environment in IT? One back here. Okay, dashboards. Is that a nice thing to have to be able to just look up really quickly and see that something's good or bad? It's kind of like, I'm not going to call it the holy grail, but I will call it the next big thing. People want to be able to see the pretty pictures and get a good idea. Not so much, they don't want data, they want information. And that's the key goal with the dashboards, is to give you information, actionable and usable information. And we've also published a few of these for you to build your own. We'll talk about that in a moment. No, looks like we're hung up. Can we get in? Oh, thank you. Here we go. And also the visibility of our VM backups. Again, we do backup we do monitor our own backup software. So also as part of this, and it's actually a free part of it as well, mm-hmm. is the ability to monitor and report on our own backups to determine whether or not you've had a good backup, the status of the service, things like that. Cloud's a big thing. Hybrid cloud is a big thing. Does anybody have any plans to move anything to the cloud? Azure-based workloads, you guys are going in that direction right now? Microsoft will be so disappointed.
I know.
Okay. All right. So we actually have planning which will allow me to analyze currently running workloads and determine, based on those running workloads, what it would take in a private cloud environment, Azure. How many Azure VMs would I need to put up there, of what kind, based on historical performance of a specific running workload. We're going to be able to do that. Okay, challenge 1, app to metal visibility, right? again, we talked about this a moment ago. If I have an application, it's everything. It's the metal, it's the network, it's the load balancer out front, it's the guest OS, it's all of that. I have topology views that allow me to do that. Because I'm using System Center and because I have a single data warehouse holding all of this data, I can do some really great things. As you can see here, up on the top, there's my hosts themselves, and down below I've got my hardware, I've got my the disks, the network, all that. And then as you can see down here, here's my VM specifically, but if you take a look down below, there's a little Windows icon on this chart right here. We will actually capture the guest OS information and append it to our views. So I've got everything in one window. What do I get by having everything in one window? The ability to troubleshoot everything without talking to all these different teams because I've got all the performance data in one place. And again, here's another example of the compute topology view. And again, I do apologize just because we're limited on screen space here. But, talking up into here. Ah, thank you. Even better. So again, all the way down to the VM, down into it. So I'm able to see the hosts. I'm able to see the hardware for the hosts, the network, what are the disks doing, what's the guest OS doing, what are the applications doing, all in a single window. We do the same thing for storage. Again, storage tends to be the biggest headache that I run into across the industry. When I talk to any virtualization team, they're saying, hey, storage is our issue. So what we do is we bring all the storage data in. We've also built topology views for storage. So in this case, what you're seeing here is I've got, let's go back a little bit. There we go. I've got my VMs, or my data store, excuse me. Here's my LUNs. And for the folks in Tintri, I know LUNs are dead, but we have them anyway. So here's my LUNs. Here's my VMs attached to each individual LUN. So if I have a problem with one of my LUNs, I can see very quickly what VMs are attached to it, whose performance is going to be impacted. Not only can I do that, I can actually do analysis around data store performance to include the VM information, because quite often data store issues on a LUN are caused by the guest OS. Now, well, I'll give you an example of that as we go through the demo. All right, let's move through here. Okay, again, dashboards, very important. Heat maps, that's the new buzzword lately, right? A lot of folks want heat maps. We've actually released heat map widgets to be able to build your own heat maps. So we've built some for you for VM for the VMware and the Hyper-V infrastructure. In this case, we're looking at CPU compute. All right, so I've got the size in this case is the first metric of property. In this case, it's going to be how much compute power is being taken up by that VM, and the color is going to be based on a threshold. Like as an example, I've got one that's red down here, as you can see. And that red one has crossed the threshold. In this case, I believe it's 90%. So not only do I see how much is being used, but I've also got health information in one window. And these are also clickable, which we'll show in the demo, where if I click on that, then I have a list of things on the right that I can do things with. And we also have heat maps and reports. We have them live dashboards, which is better because they're real time. All right, missed SLAs. Any business requires a certain amount of uptime. If I have an unhealthy environment, I'm going to miss that SLA. If anything breaks, I need to be able to find out quickly what's going on. We have real-time analytic monitors built in to do that. So not only am I, and again, we'll show this on another screen here in a moment, but when we generate an alert, we take advantage of Operations Manager's analytic engine to be able to give you details about what is broken specifically. For example, one of our metrics, and I believe we actually have an error I'll be able to show you in a moment here, is for snapshot size, all right? So in a VMware environment and Hyper-V environment, you can take snapshots. In Hyper-V, it's called...
you're doing your checkpoints.
Checkpoints, thank you. They take up space. If I have a checkpoint out there, it's going to take up space in my environment. It's going to eat up capacity. So by default, my management pack monitors for that. And if Operations Manager determines that there is a snapshot, by default, over 2 days old or over 2 gigs, you get a notification. Now, as an example in the alert, if you get that snapshot notification, we run analytics in the background and tell you, okay, here's the alert. Now, what's going on right now? This snapshot is 10 gigs in size. It has been there for 78 days. It is on this data store. It is on this host. This is what you're doing. So when we give you an alert, we don't just give you the alert. We'll tell you specifically what's happening. So I take my troubleshooting time down from hours, days, weeks to mere minutes. So if I can find root cause in a few minutes, my SLAs, I have less chance of missing an SLA because I can fix something very quickly. And here's an example. Hyper-V machine has a high memory pressure of 102% over three samples. In this case, it's using 100% of its allocated memory, and there's my limits. And here's how you troubleshoot it, right? So everything is in one window. So when I get an alert, the troubleshooting is already done for me. In Hyper-V, one of the shortcomings that we've run across in Hyper-V is being able to figure out, you can't really run Task Manager on Hyper-V and see what the VMs are doing. So we've built a Hyper-V Task Manager, which will show me, as you can see here, how much CPU each individual VM is using and how much memory it's using in real time. So when I have a machine that has a memory problem or a CPU problem, I can very quickly go and see exactly what's going on with all the VMs at once. That's a tool which we've actually built, and I believe it's a free download on Veeam.com right now. And the traffic light widget. Again, talking about dashboards and talking about being able to get good information out of dashboards, this is another one of the published dashboards which you could then take and build your own from for any metric in System Center, be it SQL metrics, Exchange metrics. We've built them for the hypervisor. And again, it's a top 10 dashboard to show my top resource users in any individual for any individual metric. What we're looking at right here is a virtual machine with CPU used and memory pressure. Memory pressure is kind of a proactive metric to tell me how over-provisioned I am. But as you can see, it's also color-coded, so I can set thresholds for anything. So not only will I get my top 10, but if I cross a threshold, it's going to be green, yellow, or red. And again, this is a published widget. Anybody in the System Center group would be able to build this for you for any metric, SQL, SharePoint, Exchange. If you've got Hitachi sitting right next to us, they have a management pack. If you're using their management pack, you could build it for their metrics. As long as it's in System Center, you can do that. And analysis dashboards. Okay, we've also built dashboards specifically geared to help you troubleshoot. It's great that I have an alert, but maybe I need more information. If I have a data store, we talked about data stores a moment ago. If I have a data store with latency, how am I going to troubleshoot that? We can just select the data store, go to the analysis dashboard, and actually start doing real troubleshooting, which, again, I will show you that live in just a moment. Inefficiencies. All right, I keep getting no show of hands, but we're going to see what happens here.
Okay.
How many folks in this room feel that capacity planning, correct capacity planning, is important? Okay, all right, everybody raise their hands. Fantastic. I will tell you you're doing it wrong. All right, every client, every customer I've ever gone into plans capacity incorrectly. What they do is they will have an inefficient environment, and with that inefficient environment, they will try and plan future capacity based on that. Where's the problem? If I have machines that are too big, if I have VMs that are out there that are on and they're not doing anything, that's part of my capacity that I'm planning against, which means I'm buying more infrastructure than I need to sooner than I need to. I'm wasting money. So in order to really effectively plan capacity, you need to clean up first and then do it. So we're going to help you with that. I can locate zombie VMs. And again, I realize that nobody in here is a VM administrator, but we're going to pretend you are. How often does it happen to, okay, I'm going to ask you. How often does it happen when I have one of my customers come up and say, hey, we have a project going on, and we want to go ahead and deploy 5 VMs for this project, and it's going to last 90 days. And then that 90 days goes by, and then they never tell you the project is finished. What happens to those VMs? They just sit out there, and they chew up capacity. They chew up resources, and they run forever. We have the ability to locate the zombie VMs, be it idle or switched off, so that you can then go to those people who own these applications and say, are you really using this? If you're not using this, I want to get it back. That way I can again, put off a purchase because I've got some capacity that I didn't have before. We have the ability to do that. Right-sizing. I can't tell you how many times I've had application owners come up to me and say, hey, I need a VM. We're going to be doing, we're going to be putting up this application, and the vendor says, I need 8 procs and 64 gigs of RAM. Remember, VMs are free, but they're not really free, right? You're paying for that capacity through just hardware purchases. How often do they really need that kind of capacity? Probably not very often. We have the ability to track that and tell you, okay, here's exactly what you've got. Here's exactly what you've used. The delta is X amount of gigs of RAM or X amount of processors, and then I can shrink those down to where they need to be and save money. It's all about saving money here. We also do configuration tracking. This is actually kind of a really cool one for troubleshooting as well. We have a report specifically that I can point it at a host as an example. And if that host is getting alerts all of a sudden, it'll tell me within a whatever specified time period I give it, here's all of the alerts that I've got, and here's all of the configuration changes that have happened. Because I don't know about you, but whenever I've gone into a war room, for lack of a better term, when we're trying to figure out a problem, the first question that comes up is, okay, what changed? And the first answer is always, nothing. Well, we'll be able to track that and tell you exactly what happened. System requirements for this, System Center 2012, SP1 and R2. Again, if you have a data center license from Microsoft, you already own this. I definitely recommend looking into it, using it, because again, I don't like you wasting money. That's really the big thing. We support Hyper-V 2012 and later. We will support VMware vSphere 4X and later. And we will support our own backup and replication software V7 and later. V8 is coming out in a couple of weeks. And challenge 4, capacity planning. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. No. They're independent. But with the backup, but if you have the backup and replication, we will monitor that for you as well. But you don't have to have backup and replication. We would love for you to have backup and replication, but you don't have to have it. Okay. And capacity planning again, being able to predict what you have, what are you going to need, how do you plan capacity right now? Most people guess. They have a spreadsheet, and they hope for the best. Are you guessing back there?
Yeah.
I love that. I wish you could have gotten that on camera. That was fantastic. I have a couple of ways to do it. I have a live dashboard system now where I can actually tell you, based on some algorithms that we run, when you're going to run out of capacity and what the limiting factor is going to be. In this case, that cluster right there is going to run out of capacity in 60 days based on memory used. This is worst case scenario. So I know that in 60 days, I need to either move some things around or make a purchase. Now, how long is your procurement process? About 60 days? Okay, gives you the opportunity to take advantage, to be proactive in procurement. Again, we're also going to make the assumption, as dangerous as that is, we're going to make the assumption that when you see this, you're going to go and see if you clean anything up, if it'll fix it as well. So that's in there as well. We also have capacity planning reports. I have a list of five reports which will allow me to determine where's my capacity, where can I put new machines, all that good stuff. And we'll talk about that as well. And again, I have the pretty pictures. I can trend. I can show you, all right, here's what we've done over the last 60, 90, 400 days. Here's where this information is coming from. What are my deviations, et cetera.
Now, we're not done yet.
We're not done yet. We're actually going to jump into a live demo now. All right, so this is where it gets really interesting. This is where it gets really exciting. I can feel the excitement coming from you even up here. All right, so go ahead and jump into the interface, please. And I'm going to go ahead and show you live some of the information we just talked about here. How are we doing on time? We're doing great on time.
We're doing great.
Okay, so jump into active alerts for me. Thank you. All right, so we talked about the analytics built into alerts.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
Totally normal. Don't mind that.
Don't mind that, exactly. Okay, so expand that out. So drop that and bring up the alert details for me. What we're looking at right here, if you have not seen this, this is the Ops Manager console. There are three parts. There's a navigation pane. In the middle is where all the interesting stuff is. And on the far right is where the tasks are that I can do based on the information in the middle. Just a really quick overview of that. So here's an example, virtual machine disk space analysis. Now, I have a very small view of this. Could you read that out loud for me?
Yes, the virtual machine external access gateway has a disk space issue. One or more disk partitions has breached the threshold for 3 megabytes remaining. That sounds very familiar to what kind of Mike was talking about with transaction logs filling up or the actual volume we were using for that. So wouldn't it be great if you got that alert?
Right.
That bank, and it probably would have solved a lot of issues and stopped people from that resume generating alert.
Now read the bottom of that. Read the bottom of that as well. The disk partitions breaching threshold are
the drive name is var log. It only has 20 megs left.
Now, if I'm on the help desk, do I have any questions about what's going on here? No, it's all detailed right there for you. Let's pick another one. Let's do. Don't do the storage error. Let's do, scroll down a little bit. Actually, do the host hardware processor sensor status.
Host hardware processor sensor status.
Okay, this is kind of a fun one.
So I'll read this.
Yeah.
So your hardware proc alert for ESX host Nest I01 blah, blah, blah sensor in red state. Red can't be good.
Red can't be good. I'm about to have a hardware failure here. I've been notified on it. I've been alerted on it. I know what host it is. And
it
in this case,
starts listing all your sockets.
And it's listing all the sockets, and we have all kinds of problems here. So basically, I need to call in the hardware vendor to get that fixed right now.
The beautiful thing is, as well, it's giving you a summary of that and a resolution with knowledge base articles assigned to that. So it's actually pointing me to even VMware online documentation to see what that's about.
Right. So again, fast problem resolution. If I get that alert, how much troubleshooting do I have to do? None. It's right there. That's really one of the key benefits of this. Okay, let's go back into the navigation pane. Let's talk about, bring me into the compute topology.
Consider it done.
Awesome.
Whoops. Now consider it done.
Wonderful. So to give you an idea of where we capture information, the kind of information we capture, we have a nice topology view to show you what this is going to look like.
We are at the mercy of resolution, though.
We are at the mercy of resolution and bandwidth, so please take that into account. So starting at my vCenter up here, and again, I'm showing VMware because I have more historical data to play with. So starting at the vCenter, here's my different data centers. Go ahead and go into Atlanta for me.
See, there's a nice little red X.
Yeah, that's not down. There's just problems in it right now. In this case, one of the clusters is having an issue. Jump into production for me, though. Actually, right-click on production and go to Health Explorer. Let's talk about that really quickly. So again, I want to be able to troubleshoot something really quickly. I've got a yellow, and if I go right-click on that and go to Health Explorer, I can see specifically what's going on. If you go down to the bottom alert here, HA failover is in progress right now. That's what's happening real-time in my environment. Something's broken. It's broken by design, but it's broken. And again, here's what's going on. Here's my knowledge base article directly from there to see exactly how to fix this. In this case, there's nothing to fix. It's just an informational thing saying, hey, there's other things to look at, which as we drill down, we'll find those. All right, go ahead and close that. Let's actually talk about this. So as you can see, under that cluster, I've got three different hosts, a bunch of different resource pools. Go ahead and drill into ESXi08, please. Thank you. Now, on the far left over there, expand that out. Here's my hardware monitoring right here.
Oh, sorry. That's my other left, right?
Exactly. Your Canadian left.
Yeah, I know.
There it is.
It's the Newfie left, actually. That's where the translation
is.
Okay.
All right, I gotcha. All right, so as you can see, here's all my hardware, right? I've got, actually, we have two different things out here expanded, but collapse that for me.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, we're good. Because that looks like hardware. Okay, so if I have a disk problem, a fan goes out, ECC memory errors, processors starting to fail, it does predictive analysis too as well. I'm going to get notified on that. Not only am I getting notified on it, because System Center is based on a SQL database and a SQL data warehouse, I can trend on it. I have some customers who are taking fan speed information as an example to determine whether or not their hot and cold aisles in their data center are efficient. I never would have thought to do it. It's amazing what I see going around. Okay, go ahead and collapse that. And let's talk about a couple other things. Not that, the hardware.
Sorry.
Thank you. All right, a couple other things to talk about. Again, we monitor the HBAs and the NICs. I monitor security configuration as well. Security is a big thing lately, right? So actually, right-click on security information and go to instance properties for me. It's going to be the little lock on here. Go to instance properties. Here's a list of all the properties that I track security-wise. Is the firewall on? Are these ports open? Is SNMP running? Is SSH turned on? What ports are open? I capture all this information. Not only do I capture it, because it's System Center, one thing I should mention, System Center also has an automation engine available called Orchestrator. I have one customer who's tracking this information, and if somebody turns the firewall off, it raises an alert. They've actually built an alert in to raise an alert. And once the alert gets raised, Orchestrator captures the alert and turns the firewall back on and then sends an email out saying, hey, somebody turned the firewall off. Who did it? And they fix it automatically. So you can even automate with this. It's pretty cool stuff. But that's the security information. And let's go ahead and drill, go ahead and close this, and let's drill into the VMs. I want to talk about VM information as well. So again, I'm capturing health of the VMs. Let's go ahead and pick the SCOM VM. It should be ATL SCOM 01 right there. So there's my Ops Manager server. And again, because I've got all the guest OS information in the same database, we're able to do some logic in the background to correlate all this information. So as
Mike,
you can see,
so a quick question for you.
Yes.
What parts did Veeam bring into this? So if I was just using System Center today, what would I see?
You would see
the Veeam management. That's it.
That's all you would
Nothing
see.
Else.
Nothing else. Everything above, the hypervisor, all the way to the hardware, all the way to the data center, all the way to all that, is what we bring into the picture. So as you can see, without having the VM information or the hypervisor information in Ops Manager, I have a huge gaping hole. How often does something in the virtual environment affect performance on a guest OS? What if I'm swapping? What if I'm ballooning? Any number of different things. By having that information there, I am filling the hole. I am seeing all of it in one place. I can troubleshoot. Otherwise, if I have a problem right here and I suspect that it's a problem in the hypervisor, I have to go to the team who's in charge of the hypervisor and say what's going on. And what's their answer going to be? Nothing. Yeah, exactly. It's your problem. Again, this eliminates finger pointing by having all the information in one place. I don't have to go anywhere to find this. It's all right here.
And do you know who finger pointing really affects? Our clients, our customers. It's not us at the operational level.
Mm-mm.
It's our clients who take that because they call the help desk. The help desk says, I'm going to call the storage guy. The storage guy says it's the network guy's problem. The application guy blames somebody else. And in the end, it doesn't get resolved.
We're talking 3 days. 3 days of troubleshooting. Is management on your back after 3 days of troubleshooting? If they're any good, they are. I'll say that. Okay, let's go ahead and collapse this. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about some analytic dashboards that we have. We had talked about how you troubleshoot a data store issue, right? If I have latency on a data store, how do I troubleshoot it? Normally, what happens is, and I'll actually talk about a real-world scenario that I went through. To actually deploy this, again, we require System Center, we require Ops Manager. Once we come in, for us to deploy this piece of solution takes about 15 minutes. It is not a lengthy thing to do. It takes 15 minutes to put in. It takes 10 to pull out. It's pretty simple. Go ahead and open up the storage topology for me. So a quick real-world story. I was at a customer site. We dropped this into place. We go to lunch. It takes about an hour and a half to do discovery. I don't want to sit there and wait for discovery to happen, so that's the perfect time to go out and get a burger, right? And we went. Again, operations manager, yep, go ahead and drill into Atlanta, and I want you to find one of the Nimbles, please. We went to lunch, and operations manager, when there's a problem, you can set it up to notify you. Email, if you have I guess they have them up here, if you have an SMS modem attached to it, you can get a text. It'll send out link notifications. It'll send out SNMP traps. There's multiple different ways that you can get notified by Operations Manager. Most folks do email. So me and the Ops Manager Administrator are at lunch, the whole team was, and he starts getting notifications that one of his data stores has about 1,200 milliseconds of latency. Is that a problem? You better believe it's a problem. 1,200 milliseconds of latency, the phone's going to be ringing, right? So we got back, the VMware. In this case, the VMware administrator left, and he started talking to the storage guy, and I could hear the argument two rooms over, it's your problem, right? Because I've got this information here, I don't have to go to him. I can actually start troubleshooting right here. So as you can see, go ahead and expand out that nimble LUN on the bottom there. So I don't have any issues in my environment right now for latency, but we're going to pretend we do. So on this nimble LUN, I've got all these VMs attached to it. So we were talking about I have a latency issue. Well, lo and behold, if I select that nimble LUN up there, look over on the right side under tasks. I have a latency analysis dashboard up there specifically for troubleshooting this. Go ahead and run it. So again, the goal is to have good information to be able to do something with it. And we'll give this just a minute to catch up with us. So if you take a look up here, here's my read and write latency for that data store. Here's the latency for every single contained VM on that data store. This is one window. I'm not going anywhere. Now, again, I've got a whole 15 milliseconds on one of mine. I don't really have a problem on this. But on theirs, we were looking at 700, 800 milliseconds of latency for a group of about six VMs. That's a problem. Now, again, because I've got all the information in one place, what do I have up here? I have all alerts for the data store, the contained VMs, and all of the guest OS information in there as well. So I've got my Windows alerts, I've got my VMware or Hyper-V alerts, and I've got the alerts specific to the data store, all in a window. So again, we had a problem over here saying that we were having 600 to 800 milliseconds of latency. I'm getting alerts up here that say that these group of about six machines that are getting 800 milliseconds of latency each, they are all experiencing excessive paging. Who wants to earn a shirt? What causes paging? That man just won a shirt. Catch up with me. I'll hand this to you right after the thing. You're out of memory, all right? So I've got some machines that are out of memory. So I know which machines are out of memory. I can actually leave here. I've got the machine names that are out of memory. I go up excessive paging. I find out that there's a process running on that on these this group. It's the same process on all the machines. It was Java. A Java developer had written, and by the way, once we figured that out, we put the application performance monitoring piece in place to monitor the code execution. It was leaking 4 gigs of RAM in 3 days. So root cause was I had a Java application leaking memory. Leaking memory causes paging. Paging causes excessive writes. Excessive writes cause latency. It was not even a problem in my hypervisor. It affected the entire thing, but it was one application causing the problem. Root cause took 10 minutes. 10 minutes I had the answer to this thing. Now, the fix took longer than that because the Java guy had to go back and rewrite his app. But still, with regard to, it's not the SLA is no longer my issue because we found root cause and it's being worked on. Again, pretty interesting things you can do here with this. Go ahead and close this. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about a couple of the dashboards that we have. So I want to show you a heat map really quickly. Go ahead and expand up the navigation pane. Thank you. And drop tasks. And let's go into heat map for VM storage and snapshots. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we would alert on that, yes. Absolutely. So again, that's a double whammy right there, if you think about it. So again, VM storage and snapshots. This is one of the live heat maps that we've built. And this is one where we've built some for you with this widget, but we've also published it so you could build one of these for anything. SQL metrics, Hitachi metrics, SharePoint, anything that's in Ops Manager you can do. So in this case, each of these tiles is in real time, storage space used per VM, and the color tells me whether or not I've got an issue if I cross the threshold. Now over here, you'll notice I got a little red one here. And right now, it's used 48 gigs of space, but my snapshot for that is 9 gigs. Click on it and open up the task pane. And because I'm an ops manager, whatever I select is context specific. So for this VM, I've selected it, and I've got tasks that I can run on that VM based on whatever I select. Now, in this case, I've got a snapshot issue, so go up to, we'll get to that. I could remove snapshots. That's something I can do directly from here. But maybe I want to do a little more troubleshooting. I have an analysis dashboard for snapshots. So if I see it there, I click that and I run the analysis dashboard to see exactly what's going on. And it looks like 4 a.m., yeah, we went out of control, essentially. So you can see where the snapshot grew, figure out what's going on, and then ultimately, hopefully, remove it or whatever they say to do. All right, go ahead and close that. So that's that dashboard. I'm going to show you a stoplight dashboard as well. Go ahead and pick top VMs. So maybe, for instance, I need to find out who in my environment is the biggest pig right now. Who's out of control? So, and again, this is real time. We are pulling information out of the data warehouse. This is it's running some analytics in the background. This will populate in just a moment. And what this is going to do is it's going to tell me, as of right now, who's using the most resources. Here's my top 10 VMs right now. Here's my top 10 for CPU as an example. This is a good one, actually, because all these guys are 21% usage, but this guy up here is at 97% usage. Something's up with that VM. Without even getting called, I know I might want to go investigate that. And again, this is another one of those dashboards that we published that is available for anybody to use to build. You could build this for the SQL, the SharePoint, whatever.
So Mike, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
My CIO mm-hmm. is always after me.
Yeah.
He wants to know this stuff.
Okay.
I don't want to go ahead and give him access to System Center.
And why would you?
How can I show this easily so he has easy access, stops emailing me, and he can see this information and let me do work? How can we fix that?
There's a couple different ways you can do this. You could actually send out, you could give them a web console. I don't recommend that. In System Center 2012, you can publish live dashboards to SharePoint. So they refresh. He can go up, you can give him a SharePoint web page. He can open this up and he can just look at it and there it is. It's kind of like nice. That. I don't have to give him access to anything. I just give him a web page. Yes, sir. Yes. We're just a plugin for System Center. All we do is bring the hypervisor data in and give you advanced metrics and analytics.
Okay. Does the Veeam pack create new metrics or new stuff?
Yes. That is correct. That is correct. To give you an idea, I think we're at something like 1,200 new metrics for VMware version, for the latest version, and I think we're about 1,000 metrics for Hyper-V as well. Microsoft did release a Hyper-V management pack. It's not as feature rich as ours is. So it's really, it's dependent. But yes, we bring in the new metrics. The new best practices come in as the best practices are updated. So is our management pack. So that all shows up in there as well. Okay, let's go ahead. So any questions on this? Okay, and let me go ahead and show you the capacity planning. Go ahead and hit the storage capacity forecast for me. And again, this is real time. Am I going to run out of storage capacity? It's a valid question. I'm sure that you guys get that every once in a while. Yep, go ahead and collapse that. So here's my capacity forecast for storage, and we are running the same analytics to build this dashboard that we do on the reports. How are we doing on time? We're getting short on time.
We are.
So we'll finish up with this, take any more questions.
About 7 minutes. Less than that.
7 minutes? Okay, we got time. All right, we'll give this just a minute to run. Are there any questions while we're waiting?
So in the room, how many people are running Hyper-V compared to VMware? So Hyper-V first. Okay, VMware. Okay.
How many people pay for a data center license for Microsoft? How many people in the room would know? How many in the room don't know? Okay.
Who runs Veeam backup and replication? Soon? Okay.
Soon, gotcha. All right, there we go. Okay, so again, we've run analytics to see exactly what's going on. So if you take a look, here's my data stores. By the way, I'm also showing the health of the data store as part of that as well. But as you can see, my Nimbles, I'm just out of luck right now. I'm completely out of capacity. I've already gone over my percentage used. But if you take a look down here at P4300 LUN 2, I've got 36 days of capacity left based on the last 30 days of usage. And my limiting factor is going to be used percentage. We do this for both the storage and for the clusters themselves, so the hosts, memory, CPU. Go ahead.
So you just forecast, based on the usage of the last 10 days?
This particular dashboard goes by the last 30 days. Now, the report that this is based on, and there is a full report which gives me detailed, and this is also showing you the worst case scenario, but I have a detailed report which will show all the trends and all that, and I can catch up with you after. We're actually short on time to get to it here, but I'd be able to actually show you not only here's my limiting factor, but here's how it's grown over the past X amount of time, and I can go back and trend. That report goes on however long your SCOM data warehouse is, which by default is 400 days. So I can go on 400 days worth of data. And obviously, the more data you have, the more accurate it's going to be, but I can do that as well. All right. Are there any other questions? Okay, all right, so I think we're kind of short on time to hit reports, but if you would like to, we'll be at the booth all day. We can certainly go over some of the stuff there if anybody would like any further information. Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate it, and we're going to get you out of here a couple minutes early. Yes, sir? Did you have a question? Sorry, so I thought I saw a hand raise. Okay, again, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, and welcome to Interview with an MVP. I'm Crystal Kawula. Microsoft, I screwed that completely up. Hi, I'm Crystal Kawula, Lead Coordinator for MVP Days. And I'm here today with Dave Kawula, Microsoft MVP, Technical Evangelist, and Accomplished Author. Today we are here to present
And mime.
No, we're not miming.
No, I'm a mime.
We're not. No.
Today I'm a mime.
Today we're here to present you a session from MVP Days 20. Stop. Okay, now you have to restart.
No, we're going. Let's go.
No. Yep. No.
Let's go.
No.
I'm a mime. Let's go. No, stopping that.
Stop. No, I'm not doing this one.